今天主日信息我们请到 Pastor Sotel、他是我们的 Provisional Elder、我们请他来为我们讲今天主日的信息。 Pastor, I'll read the verse first.
Okay.
让我先来念今天信息的经文。今天信息的经文是在帖撒罗尼迦前书四章一到二节。First Thessalonians chapter 4 verses 1 to 2. 所以弟兄们，我还有话说，我们靠着主耶稣求你们，劝你们，你们既受了我们的教训，知道应该怎样行可以讨神的喜悦，就要照你们现在所行的更加勉励。你们原晓得我们凭主耶稣基督传给你们什么命令。 Would you pray?
Our Father in heaven, we thank you for the privilege to stand before your word. Would you grant us grace and illumination and insight now as we hear from you through your scriptures? Would you help us, Father, to love your word and to put it into practice in our life?And so now we plead with you that you would send forth your spirit to be our teacher. We ask in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
For the first three chapters in this book of 1 Thessalonians,
在帖撒罗尼迦前书的前三章中,
Paul has been giving thanks for the church.
保罗给教会提出了感谢。
But when you come to that word therefore in verse 1,
当你看到那个第一个字说所以，中文的圣经没有翻译出来。
We can see that Paul pivots from the past.
我们可以看到保罗从这个地方，从前面所讲的转到另外一个地方。
To call them to live for Christ right now in the present.
呼召他们要现在立刻为基督而活。
And the heart of his admonition to the Thessalonians is to adorn the gospel.
而这个命令的核心就是使福音声色。
And we can see that ethical call to adorn the gospel in those words at the end of verse 1, excel still more.
我们可以看到这个呼召他的命令中是讲到要更加出色。
Paul says you've made a great start, but the finish line is a long ways away, so keep sprinting.
保罗是在说你们已经有一个很好的开始了，但是终点还有很长一段路走，所以继续的冲刺。
Paul's purpose here in our text is to convince believers it's their duty to adorn the gospel by abounding more.
保罗的目的是要说服所有的基督徒，他们的责任就是要以更多的方式来使福音更加的深色。
We're going to expound that in three points.
我们今天要提出三个要点来解释这段经文。
The gospel basis of the command.
这个诫命的福音的基础。
The ethical substance of the command.
这个诫命的道德本质。
And the sovereign authority of the command.
这个诫命的权威主权。
So let's begin with the gospel basis of the command.
所以让我们从这个诫命的福音的基础作为开始。
And we see that gospel basis again in this word, therefore, at the beginning of verse 1.
我们看到这个福音的基础是在于这个字第一节中的所以。
As is so common in Paul's letters,
这个所以这个字是在保罗的信中是非常的普通的。
He spends the first part preaching the gospel.
他在前面一部分他在传讲福音。
And the second part admonishing the saints to live for Christ.
第二部分是劝导圣徒要为基督而活。
But this word therefore causes us to think back in our text about Paul's preaching of the gospel.
所以这个字呢，让我们回头看到保罗前面他讲到的这个福音的信息。
And that verse in the first part of the letter where we see the powerful preaching of the gospel is in chapter 1, verse 5.
这个是我们可以看到三章前面的一部分很有力的一节经文，三章十二节。
And here Paul testifies to the Thessalonian experience of grace.
在这个地方，保罗见证到铁沙罗尼家人他们经历到这个福音的恩典。
He says, "Our gospel did not come to you in word only, but also in power." And in the Holy Spirit, and with full conviction. So the key word.
因为我们的福音传到你们那里，不在乎言语，也在乎全能和圣灵，并充足的信心。
The key words here are: Our gospel did not come to you in word only, but also in power, and in the Holy Spirit.
这里的关键是，是我们的福音传到你们那里，不在乎言语，而也在乎全能和圣灵。
Paul says the gospel came to the Thessalonians in power and in the Holy Spirit.
保罗说福音是在全能中和圣灵中传到铁撒罗尼迦教会的。
And by this, he is literally saying to them, it was by means of power and by means of the Holy Spirit that the gospel came.
他是直接在说传福音传到他们那边是透过了这个方法，这个方法就是透过全能和透过圣灵。
That word power is significant because it accounts for their whole conversion experience.
全能是一个重要的字，因为它代表了整个他们被更新转变的经历。
Paul says the word of God came.Not in word only, but in power.
保罗是说神的话传开不仅仅是靠文字，而是要靠全能。
And the reason why they've been saved is because the gospel came in power.
他说这个的原因是因为神的话传扬出来是靠着他的全能的。
And then the next clause says, and in the Holy Spirit.
下一句的经文是讲到是透过圣灵传道的。
By joining these two things together, Paul is explaining how the gospel came in power.
保罗把这两个元素连在一起是在解释全能的意思是什么。
The reason the gospel didn't come in word only, but in power is because it cameIn the Holy Spirit, and He drove the message home to their heart.
福音没有是只是在字句中被传道，而是要在全能中传道的原因，是因为它是在圣灵中到来的。圣灵把信息带到了铁撒罗尼迦人的心的里面。
So the reason the Thessalonians stand in grace is because of the Holy Spirit.
铁沙罗尼迦人为什么会站在恩典中？这是因为圣灵的缘故。
It is that experience of grace，
就是因为那种恩典的经历。
That Paul looks back to here in 4:1，
保罗往后看，看到了铁沙罗尼迦四章一节。
And provides the foundation for the call to adorn the gospel。
所以这就是他们对一个建立了这个道德的呼召的福音的基础。
So we want to make clear he is not adding a legalistic standard here.
所以我们要确定他不是在这个地方加上了一个律法的一个诫命。
The apostle is explaining the call of the gospel.
保罗是在使徒是在这边解释福音的呼召。
So let's turn now, secondly, to think about the substance of the command.
现在让我们来看第二点，这个诫命的道德的本质。
And you find it in the last words of verse 1.
在第一节的最后字，我们可以看到。
The apostle says, excel still more.
要更充足，更出色。
And that word excel means to be in abundance.
出色这个字是表示要更丰富。
And the word more intensifies it, more and more.
更丰富是一个很强烈的，越来越加强的丰富。
Paul's objective for the believer is to never stand still in the Christian life, but to press forward always.
保罗的目的是要信徒绝对不要只是站着不动，自满，不求进步，而是要一直往前推进。
And when we read of this calling in connection with the Thessalonians, it's all the more striking.
当我们读到这个呼召与帖撒罗尼迦人教会里面的人的关系的时候，它是非常引起我们注意的。
Paul has spoken of the Thessalonians in such glowing terms.
保罗讲到帖撒罗尼迦教会的人的时候，他这用的是很闪亮的语言。
But instead of telling them that they've arrived spiritually, he says they must continue to abound more.
他没有告诉他们说他们已经到达了，而但是他是告诉他们刚刚开始，他们必须更加出色。
They must forget what is behind and race towards what lies before them.
他们必须忘记背后，要努力地往前赛跑。
This is the call of the Christian life.
这是对基督徒生活的呼召。
The Heidelberg Catechism, in question 114, asks this question.
海德堡要理问答114问，这问了一个这样的问题。
Can those who are converted to God keep these commandments perfectly?
那些归向神的人能够完全遵循这些诫命吗？
And the grimly realistic answer is no.
非常简单，但是非常坚定，实际的回答是不是的。
Even the holiest of men in this life have small beginnings of obedience.
即使是最圣洁的人，他的生命中也只是一个小小的开始。
But interestingly, that's not where the answer ends.
但是很有趣的，这并不是这个问题的结束。
It says, yet so with earnest purpose, they begin to live not only according to some, but according to all the commandments of God.
这个问题的结束继续说，他们若有忠诚的目标，就不仅照这些诫命，也要照神所有的诫命。
People of God, this is precisely what Paul means by excel still more.
神的百姓，这正是保罗所说的要更加出色的意思。
We are to relentlessly aim at keeping those commandments of God.
我们要持续的按照神的命令不断的长进。
Because we have tasted of the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ.
因为我们已经尝到了耶稣基督的恩典。
We are called to abound in duty.
我们呼召我们要有责任，并且要更出色。
So let's move on to our third point then, the sovereign authority of the command.
现在让我们谈第三点，诫命的权威性的权柄。
Look down in your text with me at verse 1.
让我们看第一节的经文。
Paul says, Brethren, we request and exhort you in the Lord Jesus.
保罗说，弟兄们，我还有话说，我们靠主耶稣基督求你们，劝你们。
The word for request is a little bit strong. It means urge.
这个求这个字原文听起来是更要有力道的，它真正的意思是一种催促，一种强烈的要求。
Paul says, I urge you.
保罗说，我强烈的要求你们。
And then he adds to it, exhort.
然后他加上了劝你们。
The word means to plead.
劝这个字是恳求的意思。
Paul is seeking to persuade them.
保罗是要说服他们。
And so he calls them to obedience with urging and with persuasion.
保罗呼召他们是很急迫的，也说服他们，这是很急迫的一件事情。
Notice how those two words are qualified.
你看到这两个字是如何的被界定出来的？
In the Lord Jesus Christ.
在主耶稣基督的里面。
He's highlighting the authority of the appeal.
他强调了这个请求的权柄的性质。
The ethical call does not come from a pastor. It doesn't come from an apostle. It comes straight from Jesus Christ.
这种道德的呼召不仅仅不是发自于一个牧师，甚至不是发自于使徒，而是发自于耶稣基督。
So let's look at the words of duty.
让我们来看责任这个字。
We find them here in verse 1.
我们在第一节看到。
As you receive from us instruction as how you ought to walk and to please God.
你们既然受了我们的教训，知道该怎样行，可以讨神的喜悦，就要照你们现在所行的。
And Paul strengthens it with great force when he says ought.
保罗用这个字来强调他要所说的，他说该要。
And the thing that we're ought to do is to walk.
我们应该要做的是要去行出来。
The term means Christian behavior.
行是表示一种基督徒的行为。
So to call them to walk is to call them to action.
所以呼召他们行出来是呼召他们要有行动。
The point of it is to say that their life and behavior.
这是说他们的生活和他们的行为表现。
Are meaningless if not confirmed by the way they live.
他们的这些都是毫无益处的，如果没有从他们的行为表现上表现出来的话。
So the call to walk is about moral action.
所以行出来的呼召是一种道德上的行动。
And the second duty here is to please God.
第二个关系的字是讨神喜悦。
And here we find the ultimate basis or motive for obedience.
所以我们看到这是一种最高的一种动机，是最高的顺服的动机。
The deepest motive for obedience is the heartfelt desire to please Jesus Christ.
顺服最深的一个动机是一种从心里面感动和真诚的，有一个真诚的欲望要去讨神喜悦。
So these two terms, walking and pleasing, summarize the moral obligation of the believer towards God.
所以这两个字行出来和讨神喜悦可以总结为信徒在道德上的责任。
And the interesting thing is here,
一个很有趣的事情在这边。
Paul says that's what they're already doing.
保罗说这是你们已经正在做的事情。
The message has already gotten through.
这个信息已经被他们明白领受到了。
But Paul seeks to impress this call upon them one more time by Christ's authority.
保罗现在是更进一步的强调这个呼召是出于基督的权柄。
And so that brings us to the third thing, the word of command in verse 2.
现在这样子把我们带到第三点，这个命令的语言是我们今天信息的第三个重点。
Paul says, for you know what commandments we gave you by the authority of the Lord Jesus.
第二节说，你们原晓得我们凭主耶稣传给你们什么命令。
The call to walk and to please Christ is a command.
呼召我们要行出来讨神喜悦是一个命令。
And notice that command comes again. By the authority of the Lord Jesus.
这个命令是从耶稣基督的权威的权柄所出来的。
This is what Paul means when he says, excel more.
这是保罗说所说的要做的更出色的意思。
The call to the believer is to adorn the gospel by excelling more and more.
对福音的呼召乃是要行出来，而且要行的越来越丰富，更出色。
For all of experience grace, Jesus calls you to submit to His authority by a life of obedience.
我们这些所有感受到、经历到福音恩典的人，保罗在这边呼召我们要继续的更丰盛、更出色的活出来。
This is what it means to adorn the gospel.
这是使福音更出色的意思。
So let's think about that by way of application.
让我们来看看要如何应用在生活中。
John Murray, the late professor of systematic theology at Westminster Seminary,
约翰穆里就是西敏斯特神学院已故的系统神学教授。
Once wrote an excellent article entitled "Adorning the Gospel."
他曾经写过一篇文章，这个文章的标题就是“使福音更出色”。
And he introduced his article by saying he was convinced of two things.
他在介绍这篇文章的时候，他说了两件事情是他确信的。
One, how difficult it was.
第一，这个主题实在太难了。
And number two, how far short we come in adorning the gospel.
第二，我们离开这个使福音深色的命令是多么的不足。
John Murray was onto something. It's difficult, and we fall short of it.
约翰穆里的确说对了，我们。这个主题实在太难了，而且我们都不足。
And the problem is that it's not hard to understand; it's just hard to fulfill.
这个问题是不是难以明白的事，是容易理解的事，而是非常难实现的事情。
So let's conclude by thinking about the motives we have for.Obeying this call to adorn the gospel.
所以我们现在要想，这边有三个使我们可以顺服的动机。
And let me point you to three motives in our text.
让我指出来，在这个经文中有三个这样的动机。
Knowledge,
知识
authority,
权柄
and grace,
恩典。
We know what it means to adorn the gospel.
我们知道。什么是使福音更深色是什么意思
？It means we are under divine obligation to excel still more to walk and please Christ.
他的意思，这个字，这个使福音深色的意思，就是我们有一个神圣的责任，要行出来，要讨神喜悦，在这上面更出色。
So the entry point to fulfilling this calling is to have it spoken into our ears over and over again.
所以要实现这个呼召的一个切入点就是对我们的自己的耳朵重复的不断的一直的说
And here's the thing, we don't just know the meaning of the command, we can see what it looks like in practice and action.
我们并不是只是单单的知道这个话的意思而是要从实践和行动上知道这是什么意思。
We know that from Paul's testimony of thanks.
我们可以从保罗对感谢帖撒罗尼迦人的见证上可以看得出来。
And he gives that for the Thessalonians in the opening of the letter.
他把这个放在这个帖撒罗尼迦前书开始的第一部分中。
Paul opens by saying, "We give thanks to God always for all of you." Making mention of you in our prayers.
保罗在这个书信的一开始第二节说到，我们因为你众人常常感谢神，祷告的时候提到你，在我们的父面前不断的纪念你们因信心做成的功夫，因爱心所受的劳苦，因盼望我们主耶稣所存的忍耐。
He says, constantly bearing in mind your work of faith your labor of love and steadfastness of hope in the Lord Jesus Christ.
他强调了三件事情，信心所做的功夫，爱心所受的劳苦，在主的盼望中的坚定。
This is the abounding walk.
这就是那个更加深色的丰富的意思。
This is what it looks like to excel more.
这就是让我们使福音更加深色的意思。
Works of faith.
信心所做的功夫。
Labor of love.
爱心所受的劳苦。
Steadfastness of hope in the Lord Jesus Christ.
在主的盼望中的坚定。
So on Paul's own testimony,
在保罗自己的见证中,
they're already walking and pleasing God.
他们已经行出来了，并且已经在讨神的喜悦。
These are the things which show what it means to abound more.
这些就告诉我们，行出来和讨神喜悦是什么意思。
Paul isn't asking them to do something different.
保罗并没有要求他们去做不同的事情。
He's calling them to double down on what they are already doing.
保罗是呼召他们要加倍的去做他们已经开始做的事情。
Knowledge is a motive to adorning the gospel.
知识是一个使福音更出色的动机。
We know what it looks like in practical terms.
我们知道这是什么意思，特别是在生活实践上，我们知道什么意思。
So we ask ourselves this afternoon, how do we apply this call?
所以今天下午我们要问自己的是如何实践这个呼召。
How can we abound more in works of faith?
我们如何的能够在信心的功夫上更出色？
How can we labor in love more for others?
我们如何的为他人在爱中更受劳苦？
How can I become a better example of Christ's grace to others?
我们如何成为他人在基督恩典中更好的榜样，结出福音的果子？
The answers to those questions lead us to abound more.
这个问题的答案带到我们下一个动机。
The next motive is authority.
下一个动机就是权柄。
A critical motive for adorning the gospel is to know the authority of the call.
使福音更出色的另外一个关键性的动机就知道，就是知道这个呼召的权柄是从基督来的。
It comes from Christ.
呼召是从基督来的，这个权柄是从基督来的。
Jesus is Lord to us.
耶稣是我们的主。
He has purchased us with his precious blood.
他用他的宝血把我们买赎了出来。
Because he's our Lord.
因为他是我们的主。
He has every right to command us.
他有所有的权利来命令我们。
To please him.
要我们讨他的喜悦。
Embracing the authority of the call is critical to obeying Christ and abounding more.
拥抱这个呼召的权柄是顺服的一个关键性的动机。
And finally, we come to grace.
最后我们来到福音的恩典。
We need to be persuaded that grace is the essential motive to adorning the gospel.
我们需要被说服，就是恩典是使福音更出色的一个很重要的动机。
And the testimony of grace is in the third word in verse 1. Finally, then, brothers.
而这个字，这个动机在这一段的经文之中的那个字出现了，那个字就是这个呼召的对象是弟兄们。
Brothers are those who have tasted grace.
那些弟兄们已经经历过、尝过了恩典的人。
They've had the word come in power to them.
神的话全能的临到他们。
By the Spirit of grace, they've been saved.
借着恩典的圣灵，他们得救了。
And so he says, because you have tasted of grace and received grace.
所以他说你们已经预尝到了这个恩典。
Brothers,
弟兄们,
abound more.
要更殊舍。
May God strengthen us to commit ourselves to these motives.
让神坚固我们，使我们更多的能够在这个更殊舍上面能够被坚固。
Knowledge,
知识,
authority,
权柄,
gospel grace,
福音的恩典。
Amen.
Amen.
You pray.
主，我们感谢你赐给我们这两节的圣经里面丰富的信息，让我们知道我们已经你已经赐给我们了，我们已经都领受到了你的恩典，在你的福音的恩典中，这些都是因为你权柄的工作，透过圣灵在我们身上我们所经历的。求你继续的让我们在各样的生活的遭遇之中，我们能够彰显你在我们身上已经开始的恩典，让我们行出来并能够讨神的喜悦，在信心所做的功夫，爱心所受的劳苦，在主的盼望中不断的坚定，好让我们在今生能够彰显你荣耀的工作坐在我们身上。我们这样祷告，奉耶稣基督的名求，阿门。愿赐平安的神亲自使你们完全成圣，愿你们的灵魂体得蒙保守，在我们主耶稣基督来临的时候完全无可指责。愿我们主耶稣基督的恩惠与你们众人同在，阿门。